ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, also a song by Madonna. Also a song by Madonna. Category number 2, plain to see. Category number 3, movie stars. Category number 4, the surnames. And category number 5, the outer planets of the solar system. Last night we had the inner planets, didn't we? So category 1, also a song by Madonna. Number 2, plain to see. Category number 3, movie stars. Category number 4, the surnames. Category 5, the outer planets of the solar system. Now, as you know, we have been talking to a long-time ABC nightlifer, Waz, on occasions, who's been motoring round Europe on his motorbike and having a wow of a time. He was in Slovenia for, well, I think we spoke to him last time. But he'd been all over the joint. He'd been up through Germany and northern France and all through the World War One battlefields and then back to Slovenia. And just handed the motorbike back, put his leathers in the suitcase, hopped on the plane to fly to London and home. But he ain't there yet. Not by any means. What happened, was it?
Well, I'm in London. Yesterday was a pretty disastrous day. We left the hotel in Slovenia, they headed to the airport,
yeah.
And there was an accident on the motorway, so the poor old cab driver had to go through the back way, and he's rushing around. And then when we got to the airport, a truck ran into the cab.
Into your cab? You're joking.
Into the cab I was in. So a truck ran into the cab, so the cab got damaged, so then he had to get another cab for us.
No.
And then my flight got delayed 2 hours.
Out of Slovenia.
Yeah, it was delayed out of Slovenia. Yeah. And by the time I was getting to Heathrow, I only had I had 2 hour layover in Heathrow, but it got sucked up by the
not really enough time.
The delay.
Yeah. So
British Airways in their wisdom decided I wasn't gonna make the flight and cancel my seats.
Oh no. So hang on. Where do you speak to us from? Do you speak to us from a hedgerow somewhere, Waz?
No. They put me up in a hotel overnight.
Yeah.
I had dinner about midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but the trouble is they put me on a flight today, which doesn't leave till 9:30 tonight. Now it's only 3 o'clock here.
Oh.
I've been at Heathrow for 2 hours. I've got another 6 hours to wait.
Oh, you got to hang around Heathrow. Hey, what terminal is it?
Terminal 5, and it's very busy.
5's okay. Yeah, it's pretty busy, yeah.
Yeah, it's very busy, and there's plenty of food places here and coffee places, but
there's only so much time you can sit at one of those tables and have a coffee, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and I'm just sitting here at the moment trying to charge my phone because I had no facilities to charge my phone last night. And I'm sitting in one of them little kiosk things in the middle of Heathrow watching the world go by.
Gee whiz. Oh, no. Yeah. Well, commiserations, was it? But anyway, you can sort your – why don't you go through your phone, sort out all your photos, put them into our albums, right, and start harassing people with photos of your trip.
Oh, I've already done that. I put it all on Facebook. There's a million photos on Facebook. People are sick of me now.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you if we get adverse text traffic about you here, was there? And people are sick of you here too.
Well,
so.
Well, most people are sick of me. Anyone that's not sick of me is the wiener dog. But he's going to be upset now because I'm supposed to be home on Friday, so he'll probably bite me on Saturday morning when I get home.
No, that's right. You run the risk. You've done it. All right, matey, what do you want? Also a song by Madonna, Plain to See, Movie Stars, The Outer Planets of the Solar System and The Surnames. Oh, by the way, before you pick... Because it's been really hot there in London too, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. And the only trouble is too, I've packed all my stuff in my big bag. I've only got one shirt on me.
Oh, stinky was.
I'm going to be bitten the bugle by the time I get on the plane.
Stinky was.
Yes.
One of my texters says, oh, gee, I feel so sorry for you, Woz. I'd much rather be here working.
Well.
You're going to get a bit of that, Woz. I'm just giving you the pushback. The pushback is on.
I've got big shoulders. It's all right.
Chipper on King Island says, have a beer, Woz. Yeah, well, you can have a beer, but you can't have 15 beers. Well, he's there for hours. You can't do that.
I could, but I'd probably pass out.
No, that's no good. You can't get on the plane like that. You'll regret it. All right, what do you want to do? Also a song by Madonna, Plane to See, Movie Stars, The Surnames, or The Outer Planets of the Solar System?
We'll go Movie Stars.
Movie Stars. Thank you, Deb on the Gold Coast. Deb on the Gold Coast says, Phil, want some rain? We've got plenty. Yeah, no, it's been very wet, hasn't it? Been quite welcome, though, in some parts of the world, here in Australia. Question number one, who starred in the films Hustlers, Out of Sight, and Made in Manhattan?
Oh. Well, it's good night, Phil.
Oh, no. Didn't last long.
I don't know any of their movies at all, unfortunately.
Right.
Anyway, shout out to Kaz and Paulie and all the other nightlivers, and I'll not talk to you when I get back. if I ever get back.
Hey, stinky was. Maybe you should go to the chemist, Wazza, and just get a bit of the old underarm or something. Hang on. You're in Terminal 5. Hey, no, buy yourself one of those I Love London T-shirts. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now I don't love it and I just want to come home.
See you, mate.
Oh, old dog's going to bite me. See ya.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Wazza at the end of his European sojourn. So good to hear him, says my texter. Woz is a legend and an inspiration, says Led from Bankstown. Bloody hell, does he mind if I ask how old he is? I don't know how old he is. I've been talking to Woz for years. I have no idea. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, how you going, Phil?
Not bad, mate. Yeah, pretty good.
I thought you would have asked Woz whether it was the taxi driver's fault or the truck driver's fault.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, I was by the sound of it, no one was hurt. That's the main thing. Yeah, yeah. That's the main thing, exactly. Movie stars, question number one, Paul. Who starred in the films Hustlers, Out of Sight, and Made in Manhattan?
Oh, absolutely no idea. I'll just, Clint Eastwood, how's that?
It's a suggestion, Paul.
See you later.
It hasn't gone down that well, but there you go. See you, mate. Bye bye. Scott from Blacktown. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, mate. Hello.
G'day, Scott. Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Not bad. Movie stars. We're in. Who starred in the films Hustlers, Out of Sight, and Made in Manhattan?
Any chance of changing the topic?
Yeah, there would be. If you answer this question correctly, you can get out of here.
My goodness. Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore. No, another suggestion which has landed with a thud. Scott, see you, see you, mate. Bye-bye. Alistair from Winchelsea. Hello, Alistair.
Hey, Phil, could I get in a thank you for the staff at Geelong Hospital who operated on me yesterday?
Yeah.
I had an ablation yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a nice bruise at the top of my right leg.
You were ablated successfully, Alistair. I'm good to hear.
I believe so, by Daryl Ridley and the team. Dashiell Reed, the anaesthetist, was a brilliant man, brilliant sense of humour.
You've got no idea whether the anaesthetist was a brilliant man, Alistair, because you remember nothing about it.
He talked to me for an hour before. He was doing all the preparation.
Oh, did he? Yeah,
he's the most engaging anaesthetist I've ever met. I think normally you just do meet them before you become unconscious.
Yeah, they do. They like to know how to, you know, knock you out effectively.
No, he forms a rapport. They've got a great team that works there in the cardiology. And
which hospital are we talking about?
University Hospital Geelong, the public hospital.
Hey, there we go.
And even Annie, who told a 65-year-old man, me, and a 75-year-old man, that she would give us a round of sandwiches, but we had to go to sleep afterwards and stop talking. She's about 25. Nurse Annie, if you're out there, We love you, but.
Good on you, Alistair. Well, I appreciate it, I'm sure, and I'm glad to see that you're chipper and well, so they obviously treated you kindly.
Oh, yeah, it went well. I mean, the bruising's very a good sign.
Good.
Yeah, it's totally bruised, the top right, of my leg, right leg. Where was the cab crash? Was that in London?
No, Slovenia.
Oh, no, I saw a London cabby going, where do you think you're going, mate?
What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Hey, come on, who starred in the films Hustlers, Out of Sight and Made in Manhattan?
I ain't going to make me answer the question now. Mm. I'll go for someone of the class, a female actress, Meryl Streep, who is your favourite actress.
Oh, she is my favourite actress, but no, not correct. Sorry, mate. Thanks, Alistair. Bye-bye. Glad to see you in the land of the living. Mick from Bamboka. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Question number one. Movie stars. Who starred in the films Hustlers, Out of Sight and Made in Manhattan?
I reckon it's J-Lo.
Whose name is?
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, known to the world as J-Lo, correct. Let's get loud, Jennifer Lopez. Well done. All right, Mick, we're up to question number two. We're in movie stars. You can stay there if you like, or you can move.
Can I have the category? Sorry, I dropped out.
Also a song by Madonna, Plain to See, that's P-L-A-I-N, Plain to See, movie stars, which is where we are, The Surnames, or The Outer Planets of the Solar System.
No, I'll stay.
We're in movie stars. Which actress annoyed several of her peers by saying, "It came true," in her 2013 Best Actress Oscar acceptance speech?
Came true.
She annoyed quite a number of her peers by saying, "It came true." In her 2013 Best Actress Oscar acceptance speech. That's another way into it, I suppose. Who won in 2013?
Okay, I don't know, but I'm going to say Sally Field.
Not Sally Field. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not Sally Field. No. Jason from Morwell. Hello, Jason.
How's it going, Phil?
Pretty good. Who are we after here?
I don't know. I'll say Nicole Kidman.
No. Not Nicole Kidman. We're getting a few out of the way, I suppose. What about Paul from Essendon? G'day, Paul.
Hey, how are you, Phil?
Not bad. Which actress annoyed several of her peers by saying, "It came true," in her 2013 Best Actress Oscar acceptance speech?
I'm going to take a guess at Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's not Gwyneth Paltrow. No. Yes, in terms of annoying people, I agree with you, yes. But it wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow. No, it wasn't. Anne-Marie from North Ringwood. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Oh, I'm stuck now because Gwyneth Paltrow is my guess and I don't know how to think now. I'm 2013. I can't think of the actress. Who's annoying? I can't think. Who's annoying? Who's annoying? Would it be Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway is correct.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving.
Yes, and then she said it came true.
What film was that from? I know the music, but what was the
Les
film?
Les Mis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Little Brother Trucker, I take your point. Little Brother Trucker says, Jennifer Lopez is a movie star. I mean, I know she was in a few movies, but a star? Oh, yeah. Well, little brother trucker, I take your point on this. I'm not going to argue. Anne-Marie, what do you want to do? Stay with movie stars or you can move anywhere else?
What were the categories again?
Plain to See, also a song by Madonna, The Surnames, The Outer Planets of the Solar System, movie stars.
I don't know what you mean by The Surnames. Can you explain?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, I'll stick with movie stars.
All right. Movie stars. Archibald Leitch was the real name of which classic film star?
Oh, Archibald Leitch. Not John Wayne. Archibald Leitch. Would it be Spencer Tracy?
Not Spencer Tracy. Anne-Marie, no. But thank you anyway. See ya.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Lee from Narrabeen. Hello, Lee. Hi, Lee.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
We're up to question number three, movie stars. Archibald Leitch was the real name of which classic film star?
Oh mate. I really don't know.
No? No good?
Thank you.
All right, mate. Thank you anyway. On the text line, we've got plenty of people who do know. Harry in the Bay, Annette from Perth, Babs in Ringwood. Stacks of others. Adrian from Bella Vista. Yes, good. Brian from Mile End. Yes, correct. Pam in Hobart. Correct. What about Richard from Mount Wallace? Hello, Richard.
Yeah, g'day there. How are you going?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Question three, movie stars. Archibald Leitch was the real name of which classic film star?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant is correct.
How would you like to begin with a propaganda project?
Yes, sir, or madam.
Do you know how to knit?
Knit?
I ask you if you knew how to knit.
Knit?
In England, men who are incapacitated knit without hesitation.
Knit?
Why, the best knitter I ever saw was Wing Commander Barnstable. He picked it up while he was in a plaster cast.
I don't knit.
Cary Grant doesn't knit. No way. Question number four. We're in movie stars. Two left there. Otherwise, you can move anywhere else. Also a song by Madonna, Plain to See. The Outer Planets of the Solar System, or The Surnames?
I'll stick with movie stars, if that's okay.
Movie
please.
Stars, it is. For which 1955 movie did Marlon Brando win his first Oscar?
On the Waterfront.
On the Waterfront, it was.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Which is what I am. I could have been a contender. Richard, very good. All right, question number five. One left in movie stars if you like, otherwise you can move.
I'll stick with it, Phil.
Okay, well, you're going well, why not? Movie stars, last one, question five. Which actor appeared in Cloud Atlas, Forrest Gump, and News of the World?
the obvious answer would be Mr. Hanks. I'm going to say Gary Sinise.
No, not correct. Thank you, Richard. Bye. Sorry, mate. No. 1-300-800-222 is the number. There are lines free. You will get straight through. Grab one. Roz from Strathalbyn. Which actor appeared in Cloud Atlas, Forrest Gump, News of the World?
Oh, the only person I can think of is Tom Hanks.
Is that your answer?
Because I really don't know.
But your answer is Tom Hanks?
Yeah, because correct. He was in a few of those movies.
Correct.
Hello. Oh. My name's Forrest Gump. Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes. Not even sure it was his best movie, really, but it's a memorable line. Roz, question number six, no more movie stars. So the category choices are the category choices are also a song by Madonna, Plain to See, that's P-L-A-I-N, Plain to See,
Flying Things,
The Surnames, or The Outer Planets of the Solar System, up to you.
Okay, my daughter was into Madonna back here. Okay, let's go Madonna.
Madonna it is. Which?
Yeah, I know. It's a dodgy subject, isn't it?
Not. I did.
Okay, you didn't say it.
I didn't say that. By the way, Night Nurse says, yes, just in relation to Alistair from Geelong. They're a great team at University Hospital at Geelong Hospital Cardiology. I've got friends who work there, and I'll pass on your thanks. Good on you, Night Nurse. Now, question number six, also a song by Madonna. Roz is up on deck. Which song by John Williamson has been adopted as an unofficial theme song by the Wallabies and the Australian cricket team? Also a song by Madonna is our category.
Well, she didn't sing Old Man Emu. sorry, I'm just trying to think of her.
Old Man Emu, ba ba ba. She could have.
won the pants of the kangaroo. okay, John Williamson. Now, I love a lot of his stuff. True Blue, I'll go you.
True Blue's correct.
Hey, True Blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker and you'll be back later on. Hey, True Blue, hey, True Blue, give it to me straight, face to face.
Yes, also a song by Madonna. Roz?
Well, I know I'm interrupting and you're in a hurry, but my kids grew up on John Williamson, The Bonfire Night.
Oh, yeah.
And, The Sick Budgie when it had to go to the vet. honestly, he made, take my hat off to
him. He's a great Australian artist, Willow, no question.
Oh, and it's raining on the rock.
Oh, Raining on the Rock, there are so many of them, aren't there? You know, Kootamundra Wattle for me. I think
Kootamundra Wattle.
I think Kootamundra Wattle is just a great Australian classic.
When his wife was crying on the bunny rug.
Yeah, if you don't have a bit of a weep in Kootamundra Wattle, you are made of stone, I can tell you.
That's right.
We'll play it a bit later. You just reminded me.
Oh, thank you. That would make my night.
Question seven, also a song by Madonna.
From
1988 to 2025, Roz, Anna Wintour was the editor-in-chief of which fashion magazine?
Vogue,
yes. Also a song, I believe, by Madonna. Yes, we're saying also a song by Madonna. I'm not saying that song that Madonna sang Willow's True Blue, but she did have a song called True Blue. Question number eight, Ross. Well, you're doing a lot better than you thought.
Yeah, look, we can bag Madonna now, but she made some quite nice music.
She did. Oh, come on! What about Holiday?
Oh, look. Yeah, my daughter was into it, and I listened to a fair bit of it. And, yeah, she had some really nice stuff, but I think when you get older, anyway, I'll just shut up.
Do you know what, Roz? Every successful artist sings of their time, and she was on the money for her time. She was amazing.
Yeah, good on her for
question,
that.
Question number eight, also a song by Madonna.
Okay.
If you like.
Yeah, let's go.
Elsa and Anna are the main characters of which 2013 Disney film?
Now, I'm not into this, but 2013, Elsa and, Frozen something. Okay, no, I'll go Frozen.
Frozen is correct. Right, Frozen by Madonna.
Well,
my text says...
I've really lucked into it tonight because I have never seen Frozen.
The film. No, that's okay. You don't...
No.
You've never seen Frozen unless you had kids to take it to.
Then, well, mine were too old by then.
My text says, easy on the Woz. Madge isn't dead yet. She's announced she's releasing a new album. Oh, well, good on her.
There you go.
Chipper from Kicker Island says, Molly Meldrum's got a lot to answer for making Madonna famous.
Well, look, everyone to their own, you know. I like all sorts of music, you know. I've even got into Mongolian throat singers in the latter years.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have.
Roz, Mongolian throat singing is horrible.
No. These are rock guys on motorbikes.
Yeah, I know. They're called something or other. I know. But they're pretty horrible too.
Well, I can tolerate them in Madonna, so what does that say about my taste?
Question number 8. We're also a song by Madonna. You're taking heavy flack on the text line, Roz, for saying negative things about Madonna. Question number 8. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Also a song by Madonna. This will make it 3, 4, 5 in a row.
No, I think I'll go this time.
If you were running at 15 miles an hour...
Oh, God, I don't do math.
How long would it take you to run 1 mile?
Hang on. This is a Madonna song.
Also a song by Madonna. If you were running at 15 miles an hour, how long would it take you to run 1 mile?
So 15 miles in an hour. I've got to chop that up, don't I? So 15 miles in an hour, half an hour would be... I don't do maths. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Roz.
I know it's pretty basic, but anyway.
See you.
It was interesting and I've had fun.
See you. Bye-bye. No, Roz was good. That's 4 in a row. Nice work, Roz. All right, let's go with Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good for this stage of my life on a Thursday night. What do you reckon?
Yeah, take it.
Actually, it's Friday morning for me, not for you. It's still Thursday night. Question number 8, also a song by Madonna. If you were running at 15 miles an hour, how long would it take you to run 1 mile?
15 miles. I feel like this question's easier than what it really is. 15 miles an hour.
If you're running at 15 miles an hour, how long would it take you to run 1 mile? Also a song by Madonna.
I don't know, 5 minutes?
Not 5 minutes.
No.
No, sorry, Dave. Sorry. No. Alex from Casterton. G'day, Alex. Hi.
How you go, mate?
Pretty good, yeah. Question number 8, also a song by Madonna. If you were running at 15 miles an hour, how long would it take you to run 1 mile?
Well, thankfully, I know the song by Madonna, 4 minutes.
Yes, correct. Oh, you reckon because the maths would defeat you, Alex?
Yeah, it would have got me.
15 miles an hour. How long would it take you to run 1 mile? So 60 minutes in an hour divided by 15 is four minutes, you see. That's I think that's the way you would do it. But
I was trying to work it out, but it was just better to know the song.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's much better to know the song. I want somebody to speed it up for me and take it down slow.
Are you ready to go? Come on.
duet with Justin Timberlake, 4 minutes to save the world. Very good, Alex. Excellent work. All right, question 9. There's one left in also a song by Madonna.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
If you like, yeah. No, I don't think, in all fairness, Roz was bagging Madonna. Bobsled says Roz might cop something from Madonna fans, but if I were you, I'd steer clear of Buddhist monks after those comments on throat singing. Bobsled, have you heard throat singing, really? I mean, I know it's an acquired taste and people will listen to anything, but seriously. Alex, question number 9, also a song by Madonna. What was Pierce Brosnan's final film as James Bond?
Oh, it is, I'm sure it's, is it, I reckon it's Die Another Day. I think Die Another Day.
Correct. Yeah, it is. It's Die Another Day, also a song by Madonna. Chris in the Southern Water says, Phil, I have this distinct memory from growing up in the mid-1980s. On holiday in Newcastle, walking through the city streets in the late afternoon, a big trendy jean shop had Into the Groove playing super loud. And I thought to myself, only the coolest citizens of Newcastle must work there. Yeah, she was. She was the coolest thing around at the time. Okay, Alex, there are no more also a song by Madonna. So, are you? By the way, are you a throat singing devotee, Alex?
Well, devotee, yes. Definitely not done it before, no.
No, I'm not asking you to do it, but what do you think it's like to listen to?
It's not the best.
No, it's not the best. I agree. Thank you, Alex. At least there's two of us. You don't think that's like waking up with a bad hangover. I don't know what it is.
Wake up in the morning.
That's right. Oh, dear. An example of throat singing. Question number 10. Now, we've got no more in also a song by Madonna. So we've got Plain to See, that's P-L-A-I-N, the surnames, the outer planets of the solar system.
Plain to See.
Planets, the outer planets of the solar system. Andrew from Blackwood says, Phil, I cannot believe you've just given such a damning review of an entire nation's national music. Poor old Mongolia. I'm resting my case here. That's all. I'm just suggesting that, you know, if you reckon this is the national. Anyway. There's no accounting for it, as I know, Alex. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? The surnames? Oh, no, planets of the solar system. The surnames. Okay. Where are we? Morrissey came to prominence as the frontman and lyricist of which band?
Hang on,
have you got some? No, Alex, you can't have people in the background there. Sorry. We'll have to leave it. 1-300-800-222. Sorry, Alex, but we can't have people in the background. Robin says throat singing, terrible. Carmel in Ballarat says throat singing beats classic Chinese opera. But not by much. Oh, no, I'm with you on that. Carmel, what a woman of taste you are. Graham from Bruny Island says the throat singing would be good on a ship in a fog. That's true. Throat singing's hard to dance to. Hard to dance to. Oh, dear. Clive from Berwick says, Phil, God save us. They walk amongst us. Oh, dear. Yes, it's not. It's an acquired taste, I think. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joe from Fremantle. G'day, Joe.
G'day. Hi.
Quest. people are funny.
I hope my reception is working. It often doesn't here in East Frio. Yep. I don't know if I know the answer. Is it Joy Division?
Not Joy Division, no. Sorry, Joe.
Stupid me.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Joy Division. the throat singing sounds like a Dalek with a flat battery, says Steve from Morty Alec. Oh, dear. Fareed from Cadinia. G'day, Fareed.
Good day. Can I say something before I answer the quiz?
Mm-hmm.
Gravity is dead particles. Because all celestial objects have gravity force and they all have earth. That's.
There we go. Now, Fareed, tell me, Morrissey came to prominence as the frontman and lyricist of which band?
Metallica?
Not Metallica. Sorry, no, it's not Metallica. Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Hello, Phil. Welcome back.
Thank you. Have I been somewhere? Oh, no, it was a while ago.
I haven't spoken to you for a little while, but it's been a wonderful week for me.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Who do I barrack for, Phil, in the AFL? Think about the coaches who have been sacked in the last
Essendon.
Days.
Essendon.
Thanks, Phil. I feel better now for your caring.
You now, are you on board with this James Heard movement?
We need to do something in the now, but look at the future as well. Now, I know that doesn't answer the question. The unfortunate thing now is Kevin Sheedy, who has been an iconic AFL person.
Yes.
He's come out and supported Heard. Michael Long, who is a fantastic Australian as well.
He is.
Who doesn't say a lot. His actions often speak for him. How fair is the system going to be now, the process, do you think?
Given that, I have heard this view put that who's going to apply now, given the push behind Heard? That's right.
So I think you've heard the job, and I think Heard will be a better coach from what he's learnt, and we all know he was involved.
He was involved in the darkest possible period of Essendon, as we know.
Yes.
For which he's never accepted any great responsibility, has he?
True. Stephen Smith got to Captain Australia again, Phil. Mm,
that's true. That is true, Glenn, but I'm not sure that it helps your argument. But
it doesn't at all, but that's... You've got to, I think I've never been a fan of sacking a coach in any position halfway because then it's 2026. With the world of media and everything now, everything's analysed. I've heard 75 things. Like, I was amazed at the front, and I think you guys are in Sydney. You're based, aren't you?
Oh, we're raced all over the joint.
But the front page of the Herald Sun today. The photo on the Herald Sun today, and again, I'm not casting aspersion on people's characters, was about the former Carlton president and the picture that he sent to someone else. Now, I would have thought there's a few other things a bit more important going on in the world at the moment.
Well, that's true, but not in Melbourne. Not in Melbourne, Glenn. footy stories, if they're any good, are the number one story. I think with James Heard, I mean, whatever you think about it, he was associated with one of the darkest periods of Essendon's history. You know, the whole drug scandal there, and I don't know whether people want to go back there, but obviously some people think they should. Question number 10. Morrissey came to prominence as the frontman and lyricist of which band?
Yes, I know this answer, but I'm not going to give it to you tonight because I can't ever think. Lovely to have you back.
Thanks.
Are you happy with your Swannies?
They're going well. We're sitting nicely, one out, one back.
In true horse racing talent. Fantastic. Good to hear your voice, Bill.
See you, Glenn. Bye bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Oh, dear. Throat singing sounds like the voice of the Murray warming up the tonsils. Oh, dear. Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz. Help us out here. Morrissey came to prominence as the frontman and lyricist of which band? Loz? Hi, Loz. You there? Loz, I'll put you on hold just in case you are there and can't hear us. Will from Dartwell. G'day, Will.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, no, good. Good. Morrissey came to prominence as the frontman and lyricist of which band?
It wouldn't be the Smiths, would it?
It would be the Smiths, yes, indeed. Yes, all right. Question number 11. You win the surnames, Will, but you can move if you like. Planets of the solar system, plane to sea.
Yeah, I'll go to the planets, if that's all right.
Okay, the outer planets of the solar system. Trace amounts of which gas give Neptune its blue colour?
Neptune, did you say?
Trace amounts of which gas give Neptune its blue colour?
Neptune. Is that one with the rings around?
I don't answer questions.
Neptune, that's a big blue bugger, I think. I reckon it might have to be.
Yeah. Sorry, Will. We can't do it that way. Aaron from Canberra. No, Aaron, I'll come to you in a second, Aaron. Chris from the Sunshine Coast. G'day, Chris.
Happy Friday morning.
Thank you. Question 11. Trace amounts of which gas give Neptune its blue colour?
Well, water's blue, and that's H2O.
Trace amounts of which gas?
Yeah. I'm going to go hydrogen.
Not hydrogen, no.
Bugger.
Sorry. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, have a good night too. Erin in Canberra. Hi, Erin.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. Question 11. Trace amounts of which gas give Neptune its blue colour?
Oof. Magnesium?
Not magnesium. Sorry, no, not magnesium. Loz from Lynham, have we got you?
Sorry, I must have pressed the wrong button with my ear or something, but hope I've got you now.
Question number 11. The outer planets of the solar system. Trace amounts of which gas give Neptune its blue colour?
Methane?
Methane is correct, yes. It's methane. Thank you for all the suggestions about where throat singing would be useful. Some are not really broadcastable. Loz, question number 12, the outer planets of the solar system. Or you can move if you like. The surnames or plain to see?
Surnames, please.
The surnames. No Aphrodisiac and Blow Up the Pokies were singles from which Australian band?
The Whitlams.
The Whitlams. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Truth, beauty, and a picture of you. There's no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Youth, truth, beauty, fame, boredom, and a bottle of pills. Jenny in Perth has just texted in saying, Phil, I've just turned on the radio hearing the chat re-Essendon and the best assessment of the coaching positions. If it's James Hurd for Essendon, maybe Ben Cousins is the best fit for a new look West Coast Eagles. Oh, harsh, Jenny. Yeah, harsh. Mr. Hurd, has never admitted any involvement in what went on at Essendon, which was no good, as we know. Loz, question number 14, the surnames. Which New York punk band took their name from an alias used by Paul McCartney?
The Ramones?
Yes, the Ramones. Because McCartney used to check into hotels under the name John Ramon.
Run.
Moans. All right, question number 15. Staying with the surnames?
Yes, thanks.
What was the carpenter's, well, actually, what was Carpenter's, sorry, what was Carpenter's first number one single in Australia?
Sorry, are they the Carpenters, the twins, or is there a different thing called Carpenters?
Yeah, well, this question this question may be making a traditional error. But however, for the purposes of the question, just go with this, Loz. What was the Carpenters' first number one single in Australia? We're not going for any weird version here, a weird collection of things here. Think of Carpenters, their first number one single in Australia. Which one was it?
I don't know. Top of the World.
Not Top of the World. No. Sorry, Loz. No, not Top of the World. Line's free if you want to grab one. You'll get through. We're up to question number 15. Dale from Kalara. Hello.
Here we go.
Question 15. The Outer Planets of the... Sorry, the surnames. What was the Carpenters' first number one single in Australia?
Oh, God. I've got to answer that one.
No good.
I can remember them. They're brother and sisters. They sang, and I can't. I've got something about Long Two or something like that. I don't know. I really don't know.
Sorry, Dale. You may have been closer than you think, Steve-O. For the Adelaide Hills, man with cat and dog. Hello.
Yo, how are you? Just jumped up as well.
Oh, good. What was the Carpenters' first number one single in Australia?
Oh, I was really hoping someone else would get this and get on the other Outer Planets questions. Carpenters. I'm guessing this is wrong. Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails? Steve-O.
A bit before my time.
I see where you're going with the Carpenters. No, Steve-O. Get the dog to give you a bite. Get the dog to give you a bite on the backside. All right. See you later. Bye bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Angela, no, that's not correct. Robin, no, not that either. Adrian from Bella Vista's got the right answer. 1-300-800-222. What was the Carpenters' first number one single in Australia? Yes, John of Coburg, I know. I know they were called Carpenters. But I, as I've said, this question may not have been framed absolutely correctly, but it doesn't really alter the fact of the question. Tracy from Ascot Vale. G'day. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Bill. G'day. What was Carpenter's first number one single in Australia?
I haven't heard all the previous answers, so I'm just going to say Close to You.
Correct. Yes, it was. Ooh. They Long to Be Close to You. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. It's beautiful. All right, question 16. We've got one left in the surnames, if you like, Tracy. Otherwise, we can move.
What are the other ones, Phil? I've come late.
Outer Planets of the Solar System or Plane to Sea?
Let's go Plane to Sea.
Plane to Sea. No one's had a go at this one yet. Which English plane is home to Stonehenge?
Ooh.
Stonehenge is on a plane. What's it called?
It's not Salisbury Hill. What is it? I don't think I've ever heard of something plain. I'll pass. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thank you.
I love these things in nightlife. I love these things in nightlife and the Mighty Challenge. Paul from Fishing Point. Hi, Paul.
Oh, good evening, Phil.
Which English plane is home to Stonehenge?
Salisbury.
Correct. She said it. She said it. She said it.
She was thinking of Peter Gabriel.
She was thinking of Peter Gabriel, exactly. Oh, dear. It happens more often than you think.
So close.
Oh, dear.
No.
All right, Paul, question number 17. We're in plain to see, if you like.
Yeah. Well, or there is.
Okay. Staying here. The Yalata Aboriginal community is the largest settlement on the Nullarbor Plain. In which state is it located? Yalata. It's the largest settlement on the Nullarbor Plain.
I'm going to say South Australia.
Correct. Very good, yes. I was going to say you only got two choices, really, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, that's true, but I'm thinking, okay, where does it start? Yeah.
Question 18. We're in plain to see, if you like. In 451 AD, which famous warlord lost the Battle of the Catalonian Plains? 451 AD.
451.
Which famous warlord lost the Battle of the Catalonian Plains?
Was it Hannibal?
No, wasn't Hannibal. Sorry, Paul. Thank you, mate. Thank you, mate. No, it wasn't Hannibal. I'll tell you what, we'll keep it over and answer it straight after the latest news.
The Mighty Challenge.
We're motoring along. You're up to question. We're on question 18, and we wanted to know in 451 AD which famous warlord lost the Battle of the Catalonian Plains. We're in a category called Plain to Sea. Mark from Westcast is next up. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Phil.
451 AD was a pretty interesting year. Who lost the Battle of the Catalonian Plains?
I'm pretty sure it was Attila the Hun that was giving the Romans problems.
Correct. Yes, it was. Attila the Hun lost the Battle of the Catalonian Plains. He was an unforgiving sort of guy, Attila the Hun.
Not a nice person.
No.
No. Well, I mean, unless you're a Hun.
Unless you're a Hun, exactly. That's right. Attila the Hun. I ran into a bloke called Attila once.
I met a guy from Turkey called Attila.
Yeah. No, I think it's still common enough in that part of the world. I think they don't have the same connotations we have with it, that's all. Question 19, plain to sea, P-L-A-I-N, or you could move, if you like, to the outer planets of the solar system, or we have got one left in the surnames.
Let's stick with planes.
Plain to sea. The name of which frozen biome comes from the Finnish for treeless plain?
The name of which treeless, sorry?
The name of which frozen biome comes biome. From the Finnish. Comes from the Finnish for treeless plain.
Tundra?
Correct.
Wow.
Very good. Mark, where'd you dig that out of, Mark?
I don't know.
Dig a nugget out of the tundra.
Somewhere deep at the back.
Dug it out of the tundra. It's a whole complete preserved mammoth.
Yeah.
Tusks and all. Question number 20. Plain to see one left here.
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
The Kedu and Kiwu Plains can be found in which Southeast Asian country?
Kedu and Kiwu Plains.
The Kedu and Kiwu Plains can be found in which Southeast Asian country?
This is going to be a total stab in the dark. Burma?
Not Burma. No.
Ah, bugger.
I know. It knocks one out, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Good luck to you, too. Ben's on the road. G'day, Ben.
G'day. How are you?
Pretty good. The Kedu and Kiwu Plains can be found in which Southeast Asian country?
Just before I try and give an answer, you pronounce the town on the Nullarbor as Yalata. Yalata. It's actually pronounced Yalata.
What did I say? Did I say Yalata?
Yeah, Yalata.
Oh, okay. So, and it's actually pronounced Yalata.
Yalata, yeah.
Okay.
I used to work on the Nullarbor and visited Yalata all the time. So,
oh, okay. There you go.
I just wanted to clarify that. No problem.
Thank you.
I think the country's Japan.
No, it's not Japan. Sorry, Ben. Thanks, mate. No, it's not Japan. Southeast Asia, we're after here. Vicky from Nowra. Hi, Vicky.
Hi. How's it going tonight?
Not bad. Kedu and Kiwu Plains can be found in which Southeast Asian country?
I suspect it might be Indonesia.
Correct. Yes, it is. Indonesia.
Oh, wow, I got one right. I'm so stoked.
There you go. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We're up to question number 21. So we've got one left in the surnames and four left in the outer planets of the solar system.
Wow, let's go to the solar system.
The outer planets of the solar system. Uranus's two largest moons are named after which king and queen of the fairies?
Oh, fairy queens and kings. That's interesting. I'm just thinking. I have no idea, actually. I might have to pass that on. Like, how many fairy queens and kings do you get to know in your lifetime with kids' stories? I have no idea. But at least I got one right.
You got one right, Vic. Got on your... See ya. Bye. You got one right, exactly. Kylie in Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
G'day, Phil. I made it to the coast all right and caught up with all my friends, and yes. I'll send you a postcard tomorrow night. Well, good. Looking forward to today's discs.
Yes.
Look, I have a little stab here, mate. Is it King Edward? I don't know.
No, it's not. Not King Edward.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Kylie, good on you. Where are we? Joy from Logan. G'day, Joy.
Oh, is that me?
That's you, Joy.
Oh, goodness me.
I know. Question 21. We're close. Uranus's two largest moons are named after which king and queen of the fairies?
Golly gosh. I'm afraid that's one. No. I mean, yeah, I know it's not that Deimos and Phobos, they're Greek dudes. I'm sorry, I don't think I can answer you.
No good. Thanks, Joy. Betty and Dapto, this line's free, by the way. Grab 1-300-800-222. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Philip.
How you doing? All right.
Pretty good. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Dave's
disc.
Rob Seger tonight. I love him. I've got his album.
Hey, by the way, when's your 95th, Betty?
28th of November.
28th of November, okay.
Yeah.
So I've got to, you know, get the icing sugar out and all that sort of stuff.
Are you coming to the party?
Of course we
David
are.
David is.
Yeah, I know. We've got to get the icing sugar out and all that sort of stuff and get cracking on the cake, Bet. Hey, we're up to question 21. Uranus's two largest moons are named after which king and queen of the fairies?
I think Oberon might be the king.
Correct.
But I don't know the queen. I've been laying here trying to think I should know, but I can't think of...
Well, you've got one of them.
Yeah, can't come up with the queen.
No good?
No,
All right, Bet. Thank you. Keep well, Betty from Dapto. 1-300-800-222. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron. You got one of them. You got one of them. Uranus's two largest moons are named after which king and queen of the fairies? We have the king, which is Oberon. What's the queen?
One word. Goodbye.
Thanks. See you, Cameron. Bye bye. 1300 800 222 is the number. Who are we after here? Plenty of people on the text line have the. Joan from Geelong says, that guy from the Murray who sings on your program. Sorry, I can't remember his name. Kim, the voice of the Murray, could emulate that throat singing dreadful noise perfectly, but I'm sure would sound a damn sight better. Joan from Geelong. Yes. Do you want to hear some more throat singing? Of course you do. You know, it illustrates John Lennon's famous thing, didn't he? When he said songwriting's easy, he said you decide what you want to say and then you put a backbeat behind it. That's all it is. Kathy from Barrington. Hello, Kathy.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
I've been listening for years, but I had to ring up tonight because I know the answer.
Hey! Uranus's two largest moons are named after which king and queen of the fairies? Oberon's the king. Who's the queen?
Oberon and Titania.
Correct, Titania. Yes, exactly.
From Midsummer Night's Dream.
From Midsummer Night's Dream, exactly right. Question 22, the outer planets of the solar system or the surnames?
We'll stay with the outer planets.
Okay. What planet rotates once every 10 hours, a speed that causes jet streams to separate its atmosphere into belts of different colours?
Belts of different colours. Is that Saturn?
Not Saturn. No. Sorry, Kathy. No, not Saturn. Amanda from South Yarra. Hello, Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Which question are we on?
We're on to question number 22. We've only got four left here. The outer planets of the solar system. We've got three here and one in the surnames, but we have to answer this question. We're in the planets. What planet rotates once every 10 hours? A speed that causes jet streams to separate its atmosphere into belts of different colours. It's not Saturn.
So I'll leave that one with you.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Bye-bye. Chris from Pakenham. G'day, Chris.
Hey, Phil.
Hello.
It's my favourite planet, actually.
Oh, yeah? Go on.
Well, it's got a lot of interesting facets about it, but it's Jupiter.
Jupiter is. Yes, it is. Yes, Jupiter's a massive planet, and it rotates very, very quickly.
Yeah, it's like each of the planet's atmospheres increasing speed as you go further out. It's like, yeah, we thousands of kilometres an hour by the time we get to Uranus and Neptune.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pat from The Point says, I think I'm going to need a lozenge if you play the throat noises again. Sounds like a bath plug hole.
I'm glad you cleaned it up.
I'm getting some pushback. Real throat singing is two parts at once. Do some real research and stop spouting and playing crap, says my texter. Ouch.
The voice starts to phase as you get resonances and stuff in the voice.
Yeah. John of Coburg says,
Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. So, nice.
John of Coburg says, wow, was that a singing Dalek? Question 23, the outer planets of the solar system, if you like.
Yeah, we'll stay there.
In 1610, who became the first person to observe Saturn through a telescope?
Oh, Saturn, Galileo.
Correct, it was. It was Galileo.
Galileo, Galilei.
Galileo, Galilei, yes. Question 24, the outer planets of the solar system or the surnames? We have two left.
Keep on keeping on.
I think we're keeping with the solar system, aren't we? What's the largest moon of Jupiter? Oh, hang on, this is your favourite planet. What's the largest moon of Jupiter?
Largest moon of Jupiter? Well, Titan seems to come to mind. So I'll say Titan.
Oh, no. Not correct.
I'm off the bus.
Not correct.
I'm on your favourite planet, too.
I know, and you're on your favourite planet. Sorry, well, Chris.
See you, mate.
Bye bye. 1300 800 222 is the number to call. Bob Sled says throat singing is like a didgeridoo.
when we'd prefer a didgeridoo? No. Come on, Bob said. The didge is a wonderful sound. The voice thing, I'm still waiting for the key change, says Dags from Brisbane. Upper chord, do you think? It is complicated. I grant you that it is a very complicated, difficult thing to do. But I think, you know, so is playing the guitar, a complicated and difficult thing to do. And who thinks about, what do you think about the results? I want to hear Tiesto's version of trance throat music. Do you really? 1-300-800-222. Come on, help me with the, we've only got two left here. What's the largest moon of Jupiter? Jack from Aberdeen. G'day, Jack.
Just close the call because it was just too loud.
That's right. Hey, what's the largest moon of Jupiter, Jack?
Ganymede.
Ganymede is correct, yes. So, Jack, you've got a chance at fame and glory here.
Well, I hope so.
Yep. Jack, question 25. And to win, the magnet's yours. We're in a category called The Surnames. Andrea, Sharon, Caroline and Jim are the four members of which Irish band?
The Corrs. Is it The Corrs?
The Corrs. Yes. The Corrs in The Surnames. Correct. Very good. Yes, forgiven, not forgotten. All right, well done, Jack. Good on you. Excellent work.
I did know the astronomy questions. I only just tuned in. I woke up. I was dozing off listening to an audio book.
Hey, what were you listening to, Jack?
Oh, it's an incredible book by Mark Lewisohne. He's the world expert on the Beatles.
Yeah,
and it's the most remarkable. It goes for nearly 44 hours, but it's a dense, compact full.
Hang on. It's a book about Beatles or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles. Okay.
Oh, it's fantastic detail and it's the best. It's the best Beatles thing I've ever read.
Hey, tell me something.
Can I tell you a joke that happened yesterday? I made up a joke.
Yeah, you got to be broadcastable, joke, Jack.
It is. It's quite broadcastable. I was in Centrelink trying to finalise my application for a pension. And I spoke to the woman there and I said, you got to turn off the radio.
Yeah, turning the radio off is a very good idea.
Mrs. Spooner sent her husband to do the shopping. And he came back and she sorted out everything, put it away. And she found a very small package, and she says, "What's this?" And she opened it up. I can't see it. Everything's so small. And the husband said, "Look, I'll go get the kid's little microscope, and we'll see what it is." And they look at it, and she says, "Oh, it's funny. It's just, it looks like a little rectangle with a loop at one end." And she says, "Ah, I told you to get tea bags."
Jack.
And the strangest thing, I'd taken my coat off because it was so warm in the place, and a bee was crawling up the zipper of my coat.
Dear.
It was just so bizarre.
Jack, thank you, mate. Thank you for your answers and thank you for the yarn.
I said to her, "Is it my bee or one of yours?" She said, "Oh, it must be one of yours. We don't allow bees in here. So take it outside."
Thank you, Jack. See you, mate. Hang on. No, don't hang on. Hang on there. Don't hang up because we need to get some details from you, and we shall get this out to you. Thanks to everyone who texted in with all the various the throats. That throat singer makes Tom Waits sound like Kate Bush, says Dean from Mont Albert. Ned from Perth says the audiobook was so fascinating he fell asleep. Okay. Sam from Clare says, yes, the Beatles would send me to sleep as well. Oh, dear. All right. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.